Hello and thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is The Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Undefeated and I'm your host for today and the coming weeks. Hello and welcome once again to the Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. I hope you have had an amazing time this past week.
Last week our show focused on the Muslim faith, particularly on Ramadan and advice for people with diabetes regarding that. This week we are in, of course, what is called Holy Week by the Christians around the world who celebrate Easter this week. Coming up on Friday is Good Friday, and then on the Sunday is Easter Day. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later on and its significance and its potential significance to your walk with diabetes as well. But first of all, before we get into that, and I do apologize for my voice. I know it is a bit croaky. I felt that perhaps I may not even get to do this show because the voice was even worse yesterday. But it has picked up a little bit now. Hopefully you won't mind me croaking my way through the show. We're going to start off with some of the news items that I've picked up on in the past week and a half or so, since the beginning of April. And we're going to do that from our usual source, which is, as many of you know, diabetes.co.uk. And you can go to their website, you can check out in their news section all of these articles I'm going to be talking about and look at them in more detail. And those of you actually who haven't been on the show before, let me just extend a really great warm welcome to you. Thank you for spending your time, giving it up, listening to me, listening to some fantastic music that we have prepared for you on the show this week. But of course, importantly, listening to the truths that are spoken in this about the items of news that there are on diabetes, and hopefully sharing some things with you which will have a dramatic impact on your future walk with diabetes and indeed your future walk through life. So, without further ado, let's have a look at what there is in the news this past week. Week and a half, since the 1st of April. So the first one that come up with, and this is a bit of a gloomy one, COVID-19 mortality rate significantly higher than publicised statistics, researchers warn. And apparently, according to a study from researchers at Washington University, they found that nearly 13 million more people than suggested have died as a result of coronavirus. That means that the true death toll is actually three times higher than what's been published. And that's a pretty dramatic increase in the number of deaths that are supposed to have happened from this horrible virus. They found that some deaths were connected to other health complications instead of a virus because the disease could trigger problems with other medical conditions, including heart or lung disease. Apparently, official records have reported that 5.9 million people across the globe have died from COVID-19. However, the researchers in this study have identified that 18.2 million people have actually died from the virus. Apparently, the countries with the highest number of excess death rates, Northern Macedonia, Lesotho, Eswatini, Bolivia, and Bulgaria. Meanwhile, those reporting the lowest number of excess mortality rates were New Zealand, Iceland, Australia, Taiwan, and Singapore. Over here in the UK, roughly 173,000 people died with COVID-19 during the pandemic, and researchers said that additionally they've identified an excess mortality rate of 130 people per 100,000. The next news item is that some artificial sweeteners can increase the risk of cancers by up to 13%. And this, of course, is really important for us with diabetes because we're trying to not eat as much sugar or carbs, etc. But often, because we're not eating the sugar, often people do have sweeteners instead. So listen to this one and, you know, maybe go and read a little bit more up on it. However, the percentage increased risk doesn't suggest that we should go back to sugar instead and turn our backs on artificial sweeteners. I guess ideally we don't have as much of the sweetener or sugar for that matter, and we maybe use alternatives, natural ones perhaps. Anyway, do go and have a read up on that topic on diabetes.co.uk is our website. Next topic, health experts are warning of a post-COVID seasonal virus boom as stomach bug norovirus outbreaks double here in the UK. Apparently in the first 2 weeks of March there were 113 outbreaks of the stomach bug in schools and nurseries, 50 more than in the previous 2 weeks. An outbreak is defined as a minimum of 2 cases, apparently. And what's been blamed for this outbreak? Well, of course, it is the COVID virus, COVID-19 virus. Why? Well, not directly blaming it, but the restrictions that have been put in place to control that virus have, of course, meant that we have not been mixing much, and therefore the other viruses around, such as the novavirus, haven't really had that opportunity to spread. And now they've got that opportunity. We're all back together. We're all breathing on each other, coughing and spluttering, as I am in a moment, and spreading germs around again. And our immune systems are not quite as ready to handle it because they've not been used to it. Anyway, government guidance is that if you have got this bug, which is highly infectious and leads to vomiting, then please don't go to school or work until 2 days after the symptoms are clear. All roads seem to lead to COVID-19, don't they? The next article also does. Neuropathy triggered by COVID-19. Latest research identifies. People who've been infected with the coronavirus are 3 times more likely to develop a loss of sensation through nerve damage compared to those without the virus, a new study suggests. Academics from Washington University School of Medicine found that individuals who had contracted COVID-19 are significantly at risk of experiencing symptoms of peripheral neuropathy, such as pain, numbness and tingling in the hands and feet. And of course, if you have diabetes, you are more prone to that type of thing as well. So you could be thinking that your diabetes is all out of control and that's what's causing these effects. It may not have been that. It may have been the coronavirus that's caused it. And of course, if you are listening to this as somebody with diabetes, it doesn't really matter whether the diabetes has caused it or the coronavirus has caused neuropathy. The fact is, if you've got neuropathy and you've got diabetes, you are at more risk of complications, particularly with your feet. So please do check out what can be done to help minimise the risk of complications when you have got neuropathy and diabetes. The next one is centred around the news that here in the UK, everyone with type 1 diabetes will be offered transformational wearable technology to help them keep track of their blood sugar levels and therefore better manage their condition. The latest recommendations from NICE, that's the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, means that all those with the condition type 1 diabetes will be offered the gadget, which is the size of a £2 coin and sits on the arm. With the help of an app, the user can scan and monitor their blood sugar reading without having to pinprick themselves, and it gives you a load of information. I've actually invested in some of these myself and have worn them to see how my blood sugars respond to my activity levels or to my eating habits, and it even tells you, of course, what's happening when you're sleeping, so you can know what's going on in your body at all times. The charity Diabetes UK's chief executive, Chris Askew, said, "What we are seeing is a key shift in thinking, a move to recognising that technology is an integral part of diabetes management, not simply an added luxury."
Okay, it's that time in the show where we take a short break to listen to an advert or two from our station sponsors. Please listen in and then we will be back to the topic of today very shortly.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk. for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That was a couple of adverts from our station sponsors. You're listening to UK Health Radio and The Diabetes Show. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Let's get back to our topic of the week.
Carrying on with the news from diabetes.co.uk's website, news to do with diabetes or other related topics. This one is microplastics have now been found in human blood as experts warn they could travel through the body and become stuck in organs. Don't know how many of you saw some of those TV programs on the microplastics in the sea and in our rivers. Well, apparently it's now been seen in our blood. For the first time, little tiny, weeny, microscopic pieces of plastic, less than 5 millimetres in diameter. 5 millimetres, that doesn't sound right. It's got to be less than that. It's huge. Called microplastics, have been found in human blood. In the Netherlands, researchers analysed anonymous blood samples from 22 healthy adults for plastic particles as tiny as, yeah, I told you it wasn't right, it's 0.0002 inches. That doesn't sound like 5 mil to me. The microplastics were found in the blood of 17 out of 22 adults, and they described the finding as extremely concerning. This was in the Netherlands. Well, apparently the effects are unclear right now, but a study from last year claims that ingesting microplastics can lead to death and allergic reactions in humans. I think we need to watch this space, but it doesn't sound too healthy, does it, having loads of microscopic bits of plastic floating around in your blood. The most common one apparently found was polyethylene terephthalate, PET, which was found in 50% of a participant's blood samples. It's transparent, strong, lightweight plastic, and it's often used for food and drink packaging, specifically convenience-sized soft drinks, juices, and water. So I drink from water from a plastic bottle every day. I'm beginning to wonder whether I need to be turned into glass, perhaps. And the last item of news from this website of diabetes.co.uk is quite a eye-opening one and quite a shocking one, really. There is an alarming link between type 2 diabetes, which I have and I guess many of you have, and a higher risk of 57 other conditions. Health experts say the results of a major study which found that type 2 diabetes leads to a greater risk of dozens of these conditions must act as a stark reminder about the effects diabetes can have. This was done by research at the University of Cambridge, where the team there looked at health data of 3 million people over the age of 30, both with and without type 2 diabetes, and they found those with type 2 experienced other long-term conditions 5 years earlier on average than those without. The findings, which have been presented at the Diabetes UK's professional conference, showed that having type 2 diabetes was linked to a 9% greater risk of cancer. It also showed that people with the condition are 2 times more likely to have end-stage kidney disease, 4 times more likely to have liver cancer, and 2 times more likely to have macular degeneration. It was also linked to a higher risk of neurological issues, eye problems, and also a nearly 2 times increased risk of mental health illness. Well, that's all the items of news I could find for this week. I hope that they have been useful to you, insightful to you, got you thinking, got you maybe making some decisions about your own health. Maybe you are going to stop drinking out of plastic bottles as a result of what we heard there about the little bits of plastic getting into your blood. Anyway, we're going to move on with the show now, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some some important things in life. And I'm hoping that this show is going to really get you asking some questions, questions about your diabetes, questions about your own physical health, whether it's diabetes or not, mental health, and also about your spiritual health as well, because I believe that all of these are entwined, and I think that it's really important that we don't neglect any aspect of them. Now, we're going to be starting the next part of the show by just thinking about what time of year it is. And I suppose this is really looking at your spiritual health to a degree. We've talked a little bit last week about what the Muslims are doing this month in their fast, their Ramadan fast. And this week it's really the turn of Christianity, because we have got Easter with us. And of course, at Easter time, Christians are celebrating the very center of their faith. I'm sure many of you listening are already people of faith of one type or another. And, you know, the Easter time is really critical to the Christian faith, because we believe as Christians that Jesus' death on the cross, which we celebrate. Celebrate doesn't always sound like the right term, does it, for somebody dying on a cross? But we remember his death on the cross on Good Friday, which is celebrated this coming Friday. And then on the third day, so Friday's the first day, Saturday's the second day, and on the third day, the Sunday, Easter Sunday in the Christian calendar, is where we remember that actually, although Jesus did die on the cross as man, he was also God, and he rose from the dead on the third day. The only person ever to have risen from the dead and ascend into heaven. That is really the center of the Christian faith. If you are new to that, then I encourage you to look into it, encourage you to pick up a Bible sometime and read it, maybe start in the New Testament with one of the Gospels. But the reason I want to just talk a bit about that, first of all, as a foundation, is because the pain and suffering that he went through is so that we don't need to live in pain and suffering. And that isn't just because we can live lives free from sin. It is also because through his healing blood, we can have healing ourselves. And there are Christians all around the world who pray for healing for others, pray for healing. I'm hearing so many fantastic stories coming out of Ukraine at the moment. You know, some of the stories of people who have had miraculous testimonies to of how they've been saved from bombs and guns and bullets and all the horrors that are going on over there. And you know, very often these stories are, there's only one answer to them, and that is divine intervention. And Christians and the Bible, and Jesus teaches us that there is healing that can come from God. Does it come all the time? Does it come every time? No, it doesn't come every time. Does that mean that we shouldn't believe in our Creator? No, it doesn't mean we shouldn't believe. We should believe and accept whatever God has got coming for us. I've prayed about my diabetes so much. Am I perfect in the way that I control it and the way that I live with it? No, I'm not. Yeah, I believe that I am upheld by God and that God has protected me from some many more dangers. But with my own diabetes, it's an ongoing battle. I do believe in the power of God to heal me. Maybe I'm not being healed so that I don't get too proud and not able to talk to you on this show. I don't know. But anyway, I'm walking with you in this, but I'm praying and believing for you that you, as one of my listeners here, can get healing. So please, if you're a Christian already, then dig deep, get in there, get praying, get other people to pray for you. And if you're not a Christian, then do at least look into the power of Jesus Christ and his forgiveness, which is through his blood and his death on the cross. Only to be surpassed by his resurrection into heaven. Anyway, I'm going to have a bit of play on the words. It's a bit of a deep and heavy topic, that, but it's a very, very, well, it's the most important topic you can ever face in the whole of your life, really, because if it's true, you need to be believing it and following it. If it ain't true, then we're all in trouble. But you know, if it is true, then you need to check it out. So I'm going to be playing a song now. It's a play on the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. It's also an opportunity to play some music by one of my favourite artists, Bruce Springsteen, and the song is called The Lizing. I hope you enjoy the song, and afterwards we're going to talk a little bit more about what I've just touched on, which is on healing and what the Bible says about it. So I hope you enjoy listening to the song, and then let's get digging deep into what the Bible says about healing.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. How far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On my shoulder, half mile of line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your hands in line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up for the rising tonight. Left the house this morning. Bells were ringing, filled the air. I was wearing the cross of my calling.
Sky of blessed light.
So that was a brief secular interlude into the show there by Bruce Springsteen with The Rising. You're listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. And this week we have a special show, which some of you are going to be excited at right from the start, and others of you may be immediately switched off. But I would encourage you to listen on, because the words I'm going to be speaking today, the things I'm going to be sharing today, are truth beyond all truth. So really, really important things to hear, both hopefully for your physical condition that you might have, any mental health issues you might have, any spiritual health issues that you might have, to really help you. There is so much confusion in the world. That's not new. There's been confusion throughout time in this world. And yet there is an answer, and that's what we're going to be looking at today. So you're listening to The Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio. My name's Peter Alton, and we are going to be exploring healing, God's power to heal you as a person with diabetes, or with any other condition for that matter. And we're going to look at what the Bible says about healing. And I think the first thing I want to point out is that just something we actually had a message about in our church recently, and that is what God is. And the Bible talks about God being a light, and light is amazing when you think about it, because you can have total darkness and one little tiny glimmer of light, one little strike of a match, and that darkness is broken, and that little match will illuminate that darkness, and it won't be totally dark again. However, if you've got a room full of light and you just put a little tiny blob of darkness in there somehow, it has no effect whatsoever on the light. God is light. God is powerful. And with that light, there is no darkness. Second thing is that God is life. And this means that there is no room for death. When you have a life, there is no room for death. And God is life. And therefore, for Jesus, there was no death that could hold him down. He rose again. And likewise for Christians, we believe that that is the case for us too as well. Not by any wonderful things that we're doing, but by God's grace to forgive us of our sins and allow us into in a relationship with him, with God. The Bible talks about God being God the Father. He is a father figure to Christians and is full of love. So God is light, God is life, and God is love. And when there's love, there is no room for hatred, there's no room for fear. And those three core principles about who God is are really critical to know and to believe in order to understand some of the other characteristics that he has. So what does the Holy Bible say about healing? Well, it says that healing comes from God. Yes, you can get help from the medical people. I'm a medical person myself. I'm a podiatrist. I believe that God can heal the conditions that I am dealing with, and quite often I do pray with patients for their healing of the condition that God is also using me to help them with. I also believe that God gives people like myself my talents. He gives talents to the neurosurgeons, talents to the dentist, talents to the whatever medical person it might be, in order to enable them to be able to do things to help, to have a healing hand. But I really understand and believe that it is God's healing hand that oversees it all. And one of God's names, there are various names that he has given in the Bible, not different gods, one God, but with some different names which are to do with his different attributes. And one of those names is Jehovah Rapha. And that means the Lord who heals. Now, often when we think about healing, we think about a physical healing of something we can see with our eyes, you know, a leprosy or psoriasis or some sort of physical ailment, or, you know, with diabetes, something where you can see the effects of a wound on the foot, or you can see that you can see that you can't see, but your eyes are getting affected, or your blood sugars are really high. Things that you can physically feel and see and being healed by them. And yes, God does heal those things. He has the power, though, to heal all parts of our person, not just the physical problems, but also to heal us spiritually from the sin which separates us from him, but also emotionally as well. The Bible talks in Psalm 34, verse 18. The Bible says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." That's the New International Version. Some of you might prefer a more modern version, which is called The Message. And The Message version, the translation there is, "If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath."
Okay, it's that time in the show where we take a short break to listen to an advert or two from our station sponsors. Please listen in, and then we will be back to the topic of today very shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That was a couple of adverts from our station sponsors. You're listening to UK Health Radio and The Diabetes Show. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Let's get back to our topic of the week.
God will also heal us of any mental health issues as well. He has the power to do that. Daniel chapter 4, verse 34 says, "At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High, I honored and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation." God can heal us spiritually, and that is very central to our whole faith and belief as Christians. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, "He himself bore our sins," that's Jesus, "bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we, as Christians, might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." And that's how Christians should be. We should be trying, doing our best to die to sins and then living for righteousness. And that doesn't mean we go around with halos being all holier than thou, but it means we do our best to try and kick the bad stuff out of our lives and do the good stuff. And if we're responding to Jesus in that way, the Bible clearly says there that by Jesus' wounds, we have been healed. And that's talking there about spiritual healing, healing from the sin that we've committed during our lives. And the Bible is also very clear there that there's nothing that we can do ourselves to earn that forgiveness of sin. Absolutely nothing. Our righteousness, our goodness, our good acts and deeds by ourselves are like dirty rags to God. That's how bad we are. But he gave his son so that we could live. That's why, you know, people in prison can be saved. People who've done the most horrendous of crimes can be saved and get right with God. They can be healed spiritually. Then we get down to the healing physically side of things. And there's loads of scriptures on this in the Bible. There's a lot of them are with faith attached to them. But I'm often asked the question about, well, do you have to do anything? Can it not just be that God will heal you? You pray a prayer and God will heal you? Well, yes, that's true, but there are examples in the Bible as well where things had to be done by people. So, for example, for physical healing, a guy called Naaman, who lived way before Jesus, and in the book of 2 Kings, there's a story about how he was looking for healing for his leprosy. And he was told to go, and by a prophet, to go and wash himself 7 times in the Jordan River. And he didn't really agree with this. He thought, well, there's better rivers nearby. Why can't I go and do them there? And he probably thought to himself, why 7? Why can't I just wash myself once? And yet, the Bible, the Word of God at that point, was very specific. The prophet said, no, you need to go and wash yourself 7 times. And if he hadn't have done that, he wouldn't have been healed. If he'd only done it 5 times, he wouldn't have been healed. And it was a combination there of his faith in the end to actually go and do the action, and actually doing the action as well. So I think sometimes we think it's an all or nothing situation with regards to our faith and our works. But actually, faith is important. But if you're told to take some medicines as well, then actually maybe you do need to take those medicines as well. Maybe you do need to continue. So I'm not here saying you need to stand in faith and give up taking your medication. Absolutely not. But what I am saying is that you can go and get intercession, you can speak to your doctors, you can have faith and believe and monitor and see what happens to your blood levels. I'm actually very much a believer that if somebody is going to really stand by faith that they're going to be healed, that they should be monitoring their blood sugars even more than they do normally. Because obviously if you are healed and you're still taking medication when you don't need it, then obviously that is dangerous. Healing is very real. The Bible teaches that God is our healer and he can make you right as rain again, totally sort out your condition, whatever it may be. And I'm not limiting it to diabetes here. We're talking cancers, we're talking all sorts of ailments that can be healed by God. So believe, but do what you're told as well. This is a huge topic, of course, and I can only scratch the surface of it in this show. And I don't want to do loads and loads and loads of different shows on it because this isn't the platform to do that. But having said that, you can, if you want to, go and check out. This is a totally independent website, actually, that I've come across called www.christianity.com. And it talks in there. There is a section on healing. And there's loads of different biblical references there, scriptures in there. And you know, we just talked about God can heal, God is the healer, but he doesn't always heal, he doesn't always have to, he may say no. And there may be various reasons for that. There's examples in the Bible of people who had delayed healing. Examples both in the Old Testament and New Testament. For example, in the New Testament, Paul himself, who used to persecute Christians, this is after Jesus' death, and was visited by Jesus on his way to Damascus. And he became a Christian as a result of that, and then started to preach around the whole of that part of the world and into the Mediterranean, and was, throughout his hardships, one of the things he had was this affliction, which he talked about, and which God didn't heal for him. And it's thought that perhaps he needed that affliction in order to deal with it, and also to humble him, I guess, and to help him ongoing. He counseled Timothy, another person in the Bible, another person who did a lot of good preaching the word. He encouraged him to drink a little wine to help with ongoing ailments. Jesus very clearly says that God will not give us bad things. He doesn't do that. But he may say no to healing, because instead an affliction can actually help us in the long term. Once I was at a church actually, and somebody shared there, it was this actually one of the godmothers of one of my children, and she was sharing, and she had this long bit of string, and she took this bit of string all around the church, and it was a white piece of string if I remember correctly. It's probably, I don't know, 100 foot long maybe, and just the very tip of it, about 4 inches of it were painted red. And she just made the point that that red bit is your life on this earth. The rest of the string is all eternity. And how, yeah, we may go through a bit of suffering for a short while, but actually, you know what? We've got the rest of eternity to exist. And it's pretty important that we make sure we're doing that in the correct way and living lives that are pleasing to God. Another point is that Christians can hinder their healing. So in actual fact, the Bible talks about if we are living a life of sin, pretending we're Christians or covering up our sin, then that also can hinder our healing. We may not actually bother asking for it. If you're not asked for it, you ain't going to get it, are you? Although I suppose other people can be asking for it for you. But it is important that you recognize your need for healing and then ask for it. Other things that can happen, Christians can hinder their healing through lack of faith. They may fail to actually surrender to what God is asking them to do. You may not be bold enough in your prayer. You may not actually come to God with a real strong belief and a request for that healing. And then, of course, there are a few other things as well, such as church leaders having an important part to play in the process and praying for you. I'm not a church leader, but as a person here speaking to you on the radio and who is a Christian, by all means, if you want to get in touch and ask for prayer for your condition, then please do so. You can contact us about any diabetes-related issue or any issue for that matter at contact@undefeated.org. contact@undefeated.org. Then, of course, we also have the devil opposing healing prayers. That's a whole topic in itself. Again, if you do go to that website I gave you earlier, you can have a look there at some of the scriptures behind all of these things that I'm talking about. The last thing I want is for you to go away thinking that you aren't worthy, you haven't got enough faith, and beating yourself up. The Bible clearly says in Psalms that only God knows the human heart, and he is the righteous judge. But there's maybe some questions that you can ask yourself which might help you. Number one is, do you have the courage to ask God for healing in faith? Do you have the kind of pleasing faith that honors God? Do you believe God won't answer you? Are you afraid that you're going to make God look bad if your healing doesn't happen? Are you afraid that your image and reputation, what other people are going to think about you if things don't change, or even the very thought that people are going to, what they're going to think about you because you've asked for healing? Well, the good news is that you can do that on the quiet. You don't have to do it out loud in front of everyone. This isn't a live radio show where I'm getting you to come on and declare it in front of the whole nation. But please do consider asking God for healing. Maybe going along to your local church and asking there for the preacher to pray for you. Maybe get to know some people there and ask them. Most churches have small groups which are more intimate and more able to help with this sort of problem. And I'd encourage you as well. The Bible talks it's more blessed to give than to receive. I'd encourage you to be praying for others as well. Pray for other people that you know who are ill and ask for their healing too. We're going to close out now with a final song, a song which is very central to the whole theme of what Easter is about and what Jesus went through and why he went through it for us. And that song is going to be called No Longer Slaves, and it is by a guy called Zach Williams singing it. And he actually sang this. This is actually a live recording sung at a prison out in the United States with the prisoners that were there. So that just gives you a bit of a perspective as to how it was being sung and in what environment. Remember, however bad your sin is, God is willing to forgive it and willing to heal you spiritually. And hey, let's look for that physical healing as well. Enjoy the song. Thank you for listening and look forward to speaking with you again next week. God bless.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child.
Amazing, guys. Thank you all.
And that is it for this week's show. You've been listening to Peter Alton with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetes sweet spot. Live in the ideal diabetic lifestyle. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Take good care and God bless.